run them two things together and get the hell out of there. He said, don't hang around, because he said, especially after you learn this stuff, you learn pressure points, and he said, somebody gets on your case and you'll haul off, you know, and whack them in the larynx, and they got like 30 seconds, you know, go into their solar plexus, and then, you know, they're dead in no time, or whop them in the kidneys and they bleed to death when they're at home eating supper tomorrow. And he said, you know, you'll wind up in the penitentiary over some idiot that flunked out of the second grade and, you know, and had two beers. And he said, it's not worth it. And that's true. It's enjoyable to the point that you're in competition. And for the most part, in karate and things like that, you are equal. But then again, you're not equal, because you have a certain amount of this built-in stuff, you know. Your own intelligence has a lot to do with it. Karate is 75 to 80% mental. It really is. It's mental. And it's not so much as, you know, being super strong and hurting a guy as it is that if you had to, knowing how. And at the first of, you know, the karate thing, you know, when you're really psyched up about it and you're getting used to it and you get it in your head, I used to find myself, I was like 18 then, and I'd find myself when I, you know, like if I walked into a hallway or an elevator or a classroom, okay, unconsciously or subconsciously, I was sizing everybody up, you know. I was looking at this guy over there, and he's 6'4", and he weighs 210, and the best thing for me to do if he, you know, got after me was, you know, take his kneecap out, you know, because it was easy to reach. It didn't have to stretch too hard and too far, you know. And then the little guy over there, well, I could, you know, if, or a big guy, bear hug you, something like that, you know, it's a lot of gross stuff. You can suck their eyeballs out, you know, it's no problem, just like that, you know. You know, pull the ears off. Well, there's a lot of different kinds of karate, you know, and karate and kung fu ain't the same. A lot of people lead you to believe. But anyway, it's I enjoy the physical contact, because I liked football, but I never was big enough, you know, and I liked basketball. There again, you know, everybody else got to be 6'2", and I was still 5'1". So I watched jocks for 1 6-week span, you know, and decided that wasn't for me either. But, well, actually, I think my geometry class decided that wasn't for me, because I think I made a C. My pa says, hang up the drawers and get back to the books, you know. But I enjoy, you know, being around your karate people that are, for the most part, good folks. And the association, all you got to do is hold a hand up to a guy and say, look, I'll knock your block off in a restaurant somewhere, and you're out. You are zero, man. You never get back in a karate association in southeastern United States. And you know, it's good. Like I said, though, it's kind of like rock and roll bands used to be, I guess. You know, you had so many freaks in there that if you picked a guitar, you was automatically a freak. And if people know that you're a karate student or a, you know, karate person, whatever the word you want to use, they automatically, you're badass, you know, if you'll pardon the French. And I know I took it in Tupelo and Amory, and this, you know, we'd move the class around because, you know, the number of people would dwindle. And I finally talked them into coming to Houston and see if we could have a class here. It saved me a lot of driving, you know. And so the first night I talked it around, and we had, oh man, the community house was full. It must have been 200 people. And we weeded out about 175 the first night. And then we were weeded.
How did you manage that?
Well, there was this big black guy there named he's about, Jack's probably 6'5". He'll weigh 220, but he's just like a brick wall, you know. And they came in, who's third degree black belt. He's the president of the Karate Association around here. And he's by my size. He's 5'7", or 8, 145 to 155 pounds. He can punch on a timed punch bag. He can punch 24 times in 3 1/4 seconds. Just to say that he's swoofed ain't good enough, you know what I mean? But anyway, no, it's inhuman, just, you know, make Joe Palooka's old movies look bad, you know? But, so we were trying, he was trying to explain, you know, some of the basics, the intellect part, and it wasn't so much that, you know, was gonna go out and, you know, beat the hell out of everybody from the clan to the, you know,